What the fuck? I mean, oh, fantastic. That's exactly where I wanted my ball to go. Mm-hmm, yeah. Right behind that fake plaster rock there, farther away from the hole. That was my plan all along. I cannot believe you're doubting the veracity of my claims. Don't you trust me? Yeah, okay. I'm full of shit. But shh, don't tell anyone. I pride myself on my blacklight mini-golf abilities. I mean, it's your word against mine, anyway. Oh, yeah. Look around. We're the only ones here. Well, and the guy working the counter, but I'm pretty sure he's been on this phone for the last 30 minutes, so we're basically all alone. My plan is working perfectly. Mwahahaha. No, but really. It's so dark in here. Quiet. Empty. It's kind of spooky. In fact, I'd say it's scarier than the movie was. Right? Oof. If it wasn't for you, it would have been a total waste of $9. Well, $40 if you count the popcorn. I don't know what I hate more. Jump scares or the fact that I still jump at jump scares? Oh, totally. If they make a sequel, they definitely need to hire us. I mean, the killer stalking co-eds thing is so cliche. No, what they need is something unique. Like an empty mall. Some blacklight mini golf. And death via putter. Okay, you come up with something better then. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. Nothing scarier than a dark room in a public place. What are they hiding, I wonder? Bodies? Bodily fluids? Okay, let's change the subject. It's your turn, so go put your balls in that hole. You know, this whole night has been so surreal. I still can't believe I'm here with you. But you know, bodily fluids aside, I like it. It's private, you know? And we can actually talk without fear of getting kicked out, so double win. Oh, my turn, huh? Great. Time to put my plan into motion. Fuck! How am I so bad at this? I can be flyer for a pyramid of girls, but I can't putt to save my life. No. No, I know what it is. It's not me. It's you. Oh. Mm-mm. You get all the blame. You know what you're doing? Standing there, being all cute, distracting me, ruining my otherwise perfect hand-eye coordination. You Machiavellian she-devil. And just for that, I get another turn. No! Get your butt out of my way! You're just intimidated by my mini-golf prowess. Oh, hell yes! Hole in one. Yes, it took me 5 tries, but you're not taking into account my handicap. Yeah, see, the fact that you're here means I get an automatic extra 4 putts on each hole. 5 if you shake your butt. Well, it's a really cute butt, so. Look, I know. It's hard to be around a pro like me. I get it. It took you 3 turns to make that shot, and it only took me 1. I understand. And I'm proud of you for being brave enough to admit that to me. Shh, I'm being serious. But do not worry, my poor girl. I'm here to teach you my ways. Don't argue. These are valuable tips I'm giving you, completely free of charge, out of the goodness of my heart. No. Don't thank me yet. Just, here, square up here and hold your putter like you would. Okay, now, let me correct your form. Yes, this requires close bodily contact, but it's purely professional, so don't worry. I just have to press myself up against you like this. Lean back into me. God, you smell really nice. Which is important when you're golfing. Okay, now I put my hands over yours. Like this. Pull back and swing. Hey, that's not so bad. I mean, just as I expected. Oh, no. We're not on a streak. We can't stop now. We have to keep going. Then strike while the iron's hot or something like that. And I'll help you with this one too, so don't worry. Okay, just press up against you like this. God, you're warm. Smell your neck a little like this. It's not creepy if you like it. And pull back. And there. Oh my God. Oh, you did it. Which was also my plan and completely expected. I think this deserves a victory hug, don't you? I'm sorry. That wasn't too much, was it?
Wow.
Your lips are so soft. Thanks. Thank you. And, you're welcome for the amazing golf tips. So, oh, right. My turn. Yeah. Seriously. Oh, laugh it up. This was your plan all along, wasn't it? Well, joke's on you. My handicap just went up to 6. No, it's fine. If anyone asks, I'm an amazing mini golfer. No one's gonna believe you. I mean, look at me. I'm an elite athlete. Oh, yeah. I wear a miniskirt and rhyme while clapping my hands. It's a lot of multitasking. I'd like to see you do it. Ooh. You in a miniskirt? I actually would like to see that. Let's just move on to the next hole. Oh, and it's the last one, too. Well, that's good enough. I don't think my heart's really in it anymore. No. I have better things on my mind. Other things, I mean. Plus it's what? 9:15? Almost time for the mall to close. I get it. no one goes to the mall anymore. Which explains Ghost Town mini golf, but fuck. I don't want the night to end. They feel like the clock will strike midnight and you'll turn into a pumpkin or something. You know what I mean. It's been such an amazing time. I feel like I'm gonna wake up tomorrow and it'll all have been a dream. Which would suck, because I really want to see you again. Outside of school, you know. Your house?
Yeah,
I'd love to see it. We could get a coffee, talk. Hell, we could even do some studying. No, really. Algebra, English, biology, anatomy. I'm kidding. Unless you're into that, in which case I'm totally serious. But if you weren't, it was a joke, so you can't hold it against me. Unless you want to hold me against you. Bah. How about we just get out of here, then? Forget the last hole, the scores. Consider it a draw. No, I'm pretty sure I beat you. Oh, no, my handicap, you know? No, it totally counts. It does! Fine, then. You're the winner. Yeah, because you're going home with me. Wow. I swear, I'm not really a narcissist. Shut up. Okay, we're both winners. But really, it was me.